The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Welcome to the Republicans' nominee's coming out party. That would be for president. That would be Donald Trump. We knew it was going to happen, but John Kasich, the governor of Ohio, steps away, so it just really makes it official. There's nothing to get in the way of Donald Trump, and there's nobody that the Republican Party can do what they want, but they, the ones that are not on board, but there's not really too much that they honestly have left to use, and they know it, so it's Donald Trump. What's going to be interesting is to see how people embrace him or don't. I mean, are this party has to unite around its candidate, or do they just not do that? And there, I just have this feeling there's just some that will absolutely not do it. They just will absolutely not go there. But stranger things have happened, so who knows? It's odd. And for Kasich, there was no ammunition left. There was nothing that he could do, really, to think that he could be a viable guy at this point. It's numbers, it's math, and Trump had the math. He's got the country, or at least part of the country, in his pocket where they really want him to be the guy. That's it. There are people that are showing up at his rallies in crazy numbers, just like Bernie Sanders, especially in the early days. Certainly it was that way. Coming up on the show, we'll do a movie thing, a cheap movie review, if you will. Also talk about some odds and ends as well, and mix in a few other interesting nuggets, we'll say, along the way, including this debate over this North Carolina law and who's using the restrooms, the back and forth of that. That's part of the conversation. A lot of people are talking about it. All right, so if you want to throw in your 2 cents, Kasich is out. It's Trump. Will people unite around Donald Trump? He's got to come up with a VP. They've got some potential VPs. Who should be the VP? Will it be Marco Rubio, or will it be somebody else? Let's go to Grimm. Hey, Grimm, you get the first crack at this.
Well, evening, Kate.
Hello.
I'll do a reversal of a Dan. I'll do the political and then the two jokes I got for you. You know, all day long, I sit around and I listen to every one of the broadcasters, including AFN and every one of them, and it was the establishment pot calling the establishment kettle black. And, I mean, they're scared.
I mean, I agree with you.
Even CBS doesn't trust their own polling because they're scared, too, you know, because Trump was supposed to lose. Hillary ain't got a chance.
Wow.
And the odd thing is you know, because it's movie night, I happened to watch the movie before I got the announcement about Trump and whatnot, and the movie was The Day that Earth Stood Still.
That's brilliant. I love it.
But let me get to my jokes here. Now, one's an old one, and it's kind of one where you get audience participation. Take your left hand and your pointer finger and your thumb, make a letter C.
Got it.
And stretch the tips of your finger and your thumb tip out to elongate C.
Got it.
Okay. Now, this is why women have such poor depth perception, because for years they were told that's 12 inches.
That's good. I like that.
And this other one I got, now I started writing some one-liners using that NASA's reference publication 1059 on the use of acronyms.
Yeah.
And this is something you wouldn't hear, or they wouldn't let you hear and let the public hear it. Hey, yeah, I mean, every engineer and scientist and astronauts have a sense of humor, too. So,
oh, definitely.
So, now, for them out there that are in need of layman terminology on acronyms, usually they use the first letter in the word, and I'll let you know by stating acronym in the joke. Okay.
I'm ready. I'm listening.
Houston, Endeavor here. I just secured my airlock support system, acronym, to the open cargo bay and about to LCH launch the Satellite Hughes Interstellar Telescope, acronym. Over. So now you got to figure out what the acronyms are.
Oh, that's tough.
Well, the first one was airlock support system.
Right. And airlock support system.
Uh-huh.
Airlock support system. ALSS, airlock support system.
ASS.
Oh, that's great. Oh.
And then Satellite Hughes Interstellar Telescope.
And what does that one stand for?
SH.
Oh, I got to tell my nephew that joke.
But I've been writing a whole bunch of them using these acronyms, and you got to imagine when they're communicating out there in orbit, they have to censor themselves, you know. I mean, you think about it for a minute, because that is, they actually did that. They launched Hughes Interstellar Telescope up there, and in order to access the cargo bay to get to it, you got to close the airlock behind you. Hello. Oh, well, I hope she can still hear me there, Dan. Or, I mean, Nathan.
Something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Mother's Day is this week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is this week, and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Work it, make it, do it, makes us harder, better, faster, stronger. Now, that don't kill me, can only make me stronger. I need you to hurry up now, cause I can't wait much
longer. Oh, that's funny.
I know I've got...
Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We're moving along that conversation, talking about Donald Trump. Now it's about the VP. Hey, this is big news. So who is... Do you think the best candidate, not the one that you think will be picked, but who would be the best candidate to just ensure that, or help, let's say help, because there's two ways to look at the VP. The VP, for sure you don't want the VP to hurt you, and we've seen that in the past. And in this case, the VPs they're talking about the most, and this the second he dropped out of the race, his name was mentioned, Marco Rubio. But I don't know, if you're Marco Rubio, you're the senator, one of the senators out of Florida, do you dump that to become, do you dump that to become the VP on a wing and a prayer? Or, and if Trump didn't win, so okay, you're still the senator. Or do you just bide your time? You're young enough, and do you really want to be the VP or not? Is it better to be the VP, or is it better to be a senator or a congressperson, for that matter, or a governor? And then who are you working with? Can you work with Trump and whoever the rest of the people in the administration will be? It's just curious stuff. It is. I feel like we're going to see Rubio in some form. I do. I feel like that's going to happen. But is it worth it for him? I mean, that's the thing. Is it worth it? All right, I mentioned this thing about Hillary Clinton and the hacker. I saw this on Fox, actually. The hacker... The Romanian hacker, Guccifer, didn't you love that name? My name's Guccifer. Guccifer said he breached the Clinton server pretty easily. It was a piece of cake. That's what he claims, anyway. He said that it was you know, he said it was easy for, he said it would be easy for everybody that, that would be in my kind of position. And, of course, he goes by the moniker Guccifer, but Marcel Lazar is really his name. And he talked to Fox from a Virginia jail. That's where he's being held. His potential role in the Clinton email investigation was first reported about a month ago. And he claimed he was able to access the server, provided extensive details about how he did it and what he found over the course of a jailhouse interview and a series of recorded phone calls. He says there's absolutely no basis to believe the claims made by the, you know, they say, the Clinton campaign, that there's no basis to believe what this criminal is saying from his cell. But it, you know, this, the server had 2,200 emails containing information now deemed as classified, another 22 as the top secret level. So I would say it doesn't really bode well. This 44-year-old guy said he first compromised, you know, he first compromised a Clinton confidant, Sidney Blumenthal's AOL account, and that was a stepping stone to the Clinton server. He said he accessed the server twice. He described the contents as not interesting to him at the time. He said he wasn't paying attention to it. Wow. Isn't that crazy? Scary. I mean, it's, and we all know this. We know that it's like the whole cybersecurity thing anyway. How secure are you with what you're doing? And you see how people get hacked into all the time. Identity theft sometimes is a result of that. And I wonder if he had really juicy stuff, if he could repeat, and he can't, obviously, but if he could repeat specifically classified information, then their goose would be cooked. But I don't think he's got it. I don't think he has a real smoking gun. I think that he's a dope head and he has no clue. I mean, he definitely was the person who got the email, but he didn't keep a bunch of it. He wasn't leaking it out, none of that kind of stuff. He just had the tools to do it and he did it. And can, and they know that. Men know that it was easy because he went through Blumenthal. But again, what's essential here is if you're trying to sink her and there's nothing that he can say or repeat, if he had that, that would be a different story. If he said, oh, I read about this top secret information and could repeat it, then there'd be many more problems for Mrs. Clinton than you can imagine. Not so easy to wiggle out of that. But it is curious, isn't it? I mean, she just can't shake the scandal. She can't. It's just stuck like glue to her. And this is, of course, part of what the Republicans will do, go after that, especially Donald Trump. It's fair game, and the more it's in a news cycle, the more it becomes interesting, even more interesting. How about this? The North Carolina LGBT, this is what the government is saying, that law violates civil rights. So it, the law is limiting protections to LGBT people, and what they're saying is it can't be enforced. It requires transgender people to use public bathrooms that conform to the sex of their birth certificate, and it has been broadly condemned by gay rights groups and businesses and entertainers and a lot of different people. Some have relocated offices or canceled shows in the state. Several other states have proposed laws that are similar, limiting protections to lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender people. In a letter to Governor Pat McCrory, the Justice Department said the federal officials view the state laws violating Federal Civil Rights Act, the Act. The protections barring workplace discrimination based on sex, provisions of the state law directed at transgender state employees, violate their anti-discrimination protections. Wow. What a nightmare this is. Since, ever since he signed this bill into law in March, he's defending the law, said he didn't think he'd have any it would have any financial impact on federal school funding, in particular, nothing. But right after it passed, PayPal reversed plans to open a employee operations center in Charlotte. Deutsche Bank froze expansion plans near Raleigh. Convention officials say some meetings were avoided. They avoided the state. About 200 corporate lenders from across the country have urged the law's repeal. Say it's bad for business. It's bad for business, this bathroom legislation. And the Justice Department said in a separate letter to the 17-campus University of North Carolina system that state law violates Title IX of the Civil Rights Act, which bars discrimination in education based on sex. That could lead to North Carolina losing hundreds of millions of dollars in federal school funding. So, wow. And they were warned about these kind of consequences. Well, there are other states that are doing the same thing. And other states that are looking to see what happened there. And I've heard this conversation. When I say America Tonight is about the buzz in your backyard and mine, where you go to the bathroom is pretty darn important. And there has been a lot of conversation about it. What's fair? What's wrong? What doesn't work? And clearly saying you have to have a birth certificate. Can you just imagine that? First, you'd have to accuse somebody of being transgender. I mean, there's so many things that could go wrong in that scenario. I mean, so many. From just even forget everything else, politically speaking, just the enforcement phase of it, not an easy feat. And certainly not with some of the reactions to it. I mentioned this thing about the small plane hit a bald eagle, and it did happen. It hit a bald eagle before it crashed. It killed four people. It burst into flames. Sadly, it was in Alaska. And of all things, that's what it was. It was the first civilian plane crash to result in death after an impact with a bald eagle, first ever. There have been no other crashes involving eagle strikes. Wow. Very sad. Sad for the families of those people. Hang with us. Much more coming your way as we run down the tracks.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, and their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-94 GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Great way to kick back and relax, isn't it? Of course, go and see the movies. I don't know that many people, I've gotten a lot in the past, movie your own cheap movie reviews, but I'm wondering how many of you actually pony up the bucks and go and check out a movie. I think it has to be for specific reasons, right? Because now you can stream things so easy, so if you have patience and you can wait anyway, unless it's just a movie that you can't wait to see, Star Wars or whatever, you want to see it on a big screen. I'm thinking, I'd love to know the statistics, but I'm thinking that a lot of times, especially with families, whatever, it's just kick something on at home. It's cheaper, right? Definitely. All right, so this story I thought was really incredible. We need some good stories, right? Did you hear the story? You might not have heard it, so I'm going to tell it to you. Did you hear the story about the Jack Russell, the sea dog, that was literally the description of this dog? Sunday, a Jack Russell Terrier wearing an animal life vest was spotted floating in the water 5 miles offshore in the Gulf of Mexico. Two couples boating right off of Hernando Beach thought the puppy was a buoy. You thought it was a buoy. They saw this little nose then all of a sudden sticking out of the water. So the dog paddled to the boat. They pulled it out of the water. The Coast Guard later told the couple, Michael and Sean Saar, that someone had reported a dog overboard 3 hours earlier. What a needle in a haystack that is, because I guess the waves were pretty choppy. So the dog was brought to a Coast Guard station, and the puppy's owner rushed in to be reunited. And, of course, the puppy's name, Jägermeister. Boy, and they said if they weren't as close as they were, within 5 to 10 feet, they wouldn't have seen him. Oh, what a great story. Great story for the people who, I mean, it's their dog. So think about it. You're boating, and the dog goes overboard. You can't find him, can't get him. Oh, and I'm sorry for so many of us. I guess it didn't used to be that way when you had outside dogs. But dogs are like, dogs are family now with people. And I never understood that until I had a dog. And that's exactly what it's like. Because, I mean, aren't they the constant companions that curl up at your feet or hang out with you or go running with you or walking or whatever? So I love that story. That was such a touching story and such a piece of luck, as that couple said, that they were where they were and could reach him, because otherwise they wouldn't have seen him. He was just a little dog, and he was bopping up and down, and he was out in that water for all that time. Oh, my, oh, my. Wow. Crazy, crazy, crazy. All right. Here's another interesting story. You know, we've talked about, did you know that diamonds are the most, you want to talk about one of the most inflated things when you buy a diamond? And want to talk about throwing money out the window? I'm just saying. How about a diamond the size of a tennis ball? It's being put up for auction. They think it's going to net $70 million. 1,109 carat diamond. The Lesti Arona diamond. Unearthed by a Canadian-based firm in Botswana last November. It is, I mean, it's a giant piece of ice. It's the second largest gem quality rough diamond ever discovered. Sotheby's is going to auction it off on June 29th. I mean, it's crazy. Huge. It could easily beat the $48 million record paid for a diamond. So who buys this? Well, it has to be someone who has tons of money to be able to pony up that kind of cash for this huge diamond. No woman is wearing this diamond. I don't care what you cut into it. There's no way anybody's wearing that, of course. So what do? Get it and insure it and put it on display? Not sure. How would you like it if you were 18 and you smoked and then suddenly found out you can't smoke by law anymore? That's what happened in California. California raised its legal age to buy tobacco from 18 to 21. I don't know. Call me crazy, but you can serve in the military, but you cannot smoke. Are you kidding me? In California? Governor Jerry Brown said he signed the measure along with four others restricting tobacco use in various ways. And they say this was one of the ways aimed to deter teenagers, adolescents, whatever, from the fatal side effects of nicotine addiction. The Institute of Medicine says that about 90% of daily smokers began using tobacco before they turned 19. You know, the first state to do it, and there was a state, believe it or not, before this, Hawaii, raised the legal smoking age to 21. And there are other jurisdictions that are trying to do the same thing. At first, it sets off a shockwave, but then that's what happens. And, of course, veterans organizations objected to it because, well, first of all, policing anyone's personal habits like that, whether it killed them or not, the nicotine habit, I mean, how much of a nanny country do we need to be? And the veterans have it right. people old enough to die for the country are old enough to use tobacco. And it's up to them what they want to do. The Institute of Medicine reported in March of 2015 that increasing the smoking age would deter 15% of the people, 18 to 20, from taking up a tobacco habit. I wonder if that's really true. If you remember, Michael Bloomberg donated $500,000 even to support the 2012 initiative, which was heavily outspent by tobacco interests. And it's surprising because tobacco groups can't like this. Because how many cigarettes are they selling to younger people? When I say younger, you know, what we're talking about, 19-year-olds. I would assume it has to be some. And we had hard statistics on it, but it's hard to know because this is so new. So new. And I don't know that I agree. I don't agree with it. I don't agree with it because I think policing people's, what they do, is their own business. I go back to that same thing with their body. And I think you're just being too much of a nanny state by doing that. And is it going to really deter? Let's see, over the long run. Go off to war, but we are not giving you your cigarettes, man. I have a feeling that some people would make that go away. Hey, you want a cigarette? We're going to give you a cigarette. How about this? Former Utah Senator Bob Bennett, dead at the age of 82. He was like a fixture. He didn't look 82 to me. I mean, he was older, but he did not look 82. He was not a spotlight guy. He had a reputation. He knew how to get things done, but he wasn't seeking the spotlight. He was first elected in 1992. And he was seen as a political moderate, and that put him at odds with the Republican base. I guess he had a stroke that paralyzed the left side of his body, and then he was downhill from there, and that explains that. 82. And, you know, you got to ask yourself this. 82, old or just a little older? When you see how long some people live. Ooh, I saw somebody sent me a picture of their grandmother to say it's almost her birthday, and she's 90, going to be 98 years old. And looked, I got to say, looks pretty spry. Is that a genetics thing or what? So when you say 82 in a world where, I don't know, some people good living, that are eating whatever, are living longer. It makes you wonder. So, Bennett is gone. He's gone, and people close to him knew that he was slipping away. He had 18 years in the Senate. He served on the Senate Appropriation Committee. Helped raise money that way. Was frequently dismissed, he dismissed critics of congressional earmarks. Oh boy, I'm right there with him, saying the money was going to be spent anyway, and Utah deserved its fair share. That's for sure. Another voice of reason lost.
Guess who's coming to dinner?
Stay with us. Doing movies next.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters. For the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Come on, Annie. Let's go to the movies.
Let's go see Star. Cowboy heroes, cops and robbers, glamour and stripes, bigger than life. Sitting in the darkness, what a world.
Davis is probably lying, and Greta Garbo is probably crying, while Robert Taylor is locked in her dying embrace. Chico and Groucho and Chaplin and Lloyd are all super. Sweet Mickey Mouse, Shirley Temple, and dear Jackie Cooper.
Hard to interrupt this, it's so good. All right, so movies. Summer box office approaching. There's some big movies. That, think about some of the movies that came out. Star Wars, The Force Awakens. There's still some people who haven't seen that. Jurassic World, I saw both of those. I thought they were both really good. Jurassic World, I heard, oh, this is going to be ridiculous, but then I actually saw it and I liked it. Minions and Spectre, they were all super, super big, big movies now that people are renting those. So superheroes and sci-fi, Batman versus Superman, that was big. That came out in December. There's no question that Marvel has captured the imaginations, the imagination of so many people. So the newest installation is one that had a big budget, $370 million, right? Just over $370 million. And it's a pretty large cast. It includes newcomers in the form of a Spider-Man, Black Panther, and more. And it's being It's being promoted all over the place as a larger-than-Captain America sequel because it can kind of be both. So anyway, It is the sequel, Captain America Civil War. Check it out.
This job, we try to save as many people as we can. Sometimes that doesn't mean everybody. But you don't give up. New York. Washington, D.C. Sokovia. Okay, that's enough. Captain, people are afraid. That's why I'm here. We need to be put in check. Whatever form that takes, I'm game. I'm sorry, Tony. If I see a situation pointed south, I can't ignore it. Sometimes I wish I could. Sometimes I want to punch you in your perfect teeth. I know we're not perfect. But the safest hands are still our own.
To wash their back.
This doesn't have to end in a fight, Tony. You just started a war. Sit down. Final warning. I could do this all day.
I've run out of patience. On the roof!
Hey, everyone.
If you're a fan of Captain America, it actually looks pretty good, and you heard Iron Man there, and the whole Civil War idea, it's based on a popular comic. In fact, it's one of the top 10 best Marvel comic stories of all time when there was a vote on what the best ones were. This was one of them for sure. So it's, I don't know, it's pretty, to me it's pretty interesting the way, and as the kid, when I was a kid who, I, you know, had the Marvel comic bug, my brother and I, it's fascinating to see so many of the comics that we read turned into movies, big time movies with big budgets that people go and see. They come out, and whether it's teenage boys and girls and their families, or just families, or singles, I think you see really a lot of everything in these theaters for these movies, because every time I've gone, that's what it's a mixed bag as to who's there. All right, here's another one that could be interesting and on your list. It's called A Big Splash.
She is the woman of the century, and I'm talking about her soul now. I hate that sound.
Hello?
Talk, honey. Come on, tell me you're better. Yes, you are.
I'm sorry we didn't call, but we're hiding out.
Not for me. Meet Marianne and Paul.
Oh, I should have known you'd bring a protege.
I'm his daughter.
It looks on your face. Love is my temple.
Love is the highest day. Yes, I understand.
Where's that? Where did we last do this? How many years ago?
You're pretty domesticated for a rock star.
Have I done anything to upset you?
So I'm
careful.
I don't smoke.
That doesn't mean you don't want them.
We were friends. Better than brothers. We fighting.
Just stop talking. The world is not ready for your honesty.
What's the point of Paul in your life anymore? You don't deserve either of them.
I fall in love with every pretty thing.
You don't want to do this.
I love you.
You're obscene.
Everyone's obscene. That's the whole point.
She's the woman of the century. Now look what I've done.
All right, this is an interesting story. It's a story about vacationing on an island. There's a rock star, that's Tilda Swinton, who gets a visit from an old flame, Ralph Fiennes, and his daughter, his Dakota Johnson. So there's some kind of star power there. But the story has captivated a lot of people. And at the indie film releases, it's done really, really, really well. And besides the names I mentioned, there are others that you'd probably, some of the other character actors you'd probably recognize. But it's, when we talk about buzz, this is the buzz movie. Because of the cast that was assembled. You know, in making movies and talking to movie makers, it's such a different process than what you think, between writing scripts and rewriting scripts and finding the right cast, and sometimes not being able to work with somebody on the cast, and some unforeseen thing that happens, and the movie turns out a lot differently in either direction. But this actually looks like a good rental. I don't know that I would go and see it on the big, but it looks like a decent rental, that's for sure. If you go to the movies, remember, send me a cheap movie review. It's easy. Send it to americatonight.net. Thanks for listening to the show.
Happy in every way. But love the movie began with. Somehow got lost in the play. Like a fire burning out of control, you got caught up in the actor's role, and you cried on my shoulder when it came to an end. But that's all in the movies. It won't happen to you and I.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.